Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, talking about youngsters, let's talk about those that are a little bit older, because we wanted to talk about the elders in our community, the over 60s, economic and social power that can't be ignored. They cannot be ignored, and that is a group whose growing numbers, economic clout and influence must be factored into building healthy societies. Well, let's talk about that. Dr. Leon Geffen, he's the executive director at a Samson Institute for the Aging. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Very good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show.
So let's just talk about that, because there's always this ambivalence. It used to be, well, 60 years old and off you go, you know, go and sit under a tree somewhere and think happy thoughts and wait till you shuffle off this mortal coil. But things are changing quite dramatically, aren't they?
Well, thanks. Things have always been, you know, living to the age of 60, you're unlikely just to go sit under a tree and wait till you shuffle off the mortal coil. Someone who lives to the age of 60, even many, many years ago, we talked about 150 years ago, had a life expectancy of being able to live another anything from 15 to 25 years.
Right.
So if you lived to 60, there was every chance that you would live to 75, 80, 85. And that's certainly so today. We are very good at telling people that they have to retire at the age of 65 or 60, depending where you are. We give people a golden handshake. We give them a wonderful little golden watch. We say, go off. But someone's got to fund their retirement. Someone's got to be able to keep them living in the manner to which they've lived all their lives. And sometimes we ignore the contribution that they've made to society.
Well, and can continue to make, because I think even from a younger person's perspective, what a waste of all of that wisdom and experience to not take take somebody seriously after that point.
Yeah, you know, Howard, it's a very interesting point, because we pay lip service to the wisdom of the older person. I think every religion pretty much pays lip service to the wisdom of the older person. And we say how important older people are. Many cultures, we welcome the wisdom of the older person. But actually, when it comes to the role of the older person in society, we tend to ignore them. As you say, we tend to tell them, go sit under the tree and just wait for your time to come before you pass on. And that's completely inappropriate. And it's a very sad indictment of society that that's the way we treat our older persons. Now, in South Africa in particular, we're seeing a massive growth in older persons. The older persons are going to, over the next 20 to 30 years, we're going to see almost a doubling of the total number of older people. Currently, we're about 9% of the population. About 5.5 million people are 60 plus. And probably by 2050, we're going to see in the order of about 12 million people over the age of 60. So, and the fastest growing segment of the population, the fastest growing segment of people over the age of 60 is going to be in low and middle income countries. We're going to see almost 1.6 billion people over the age of 60 living in low and middle income countries. We're talking about Southeast Asia. We're talking about Sub-Saharan Africa. We're talking about, countries like India and China. And in high-income countries, we're going to see about 400 million people. So older people are not only living in high-income countries. They are living in low-income countries. And we've got, as low-income countries or a middle-income country like South Africa, we've got to start considering, how do we start providing services, and how do we start looking after people who are older? How do we make our environment an age-friendly environment? How do we start ensuring that older people continue having a role in society? We have this notion that older people are a drain on the resources of society, but it's completely contrary to that. That's not true. Older persons play an enormous role in maintaining good things in society. In South Africa, which is a country that's been ravaged by HIV with many, many people in the middle age group, those between 20 and 50, having died of HIV. We have grandparents looking after their grandchildren. So what we're talking about is skip generation households. The older person grant that's paid somewhere between 1,900 and 2,000 rand a month, the older person gets immediately recirculated into the economy on a monthly basis, 15% of which gets charged as VAT. So there's a direct payment back to the government in terms of taxation. And that keeps the economy ticking. So the money that gets paid out as older person grant goes right back into circulation within the economy. It's not that the money gets put away in a bank and just sits collecting interest and doesn't generate any further income from it.
Right. And so, as you, I think, rightly put, in South Africa, we've already had, we've seen grandparents taking care of children, maybe either if they aren't parents or even if parents are working. So we've seen an incredible dependency in a good way, I think, on older people as well. But there's a lot we still need to learn and a lot of ground we still need to cover. Unfortunately, it is 7 o'clock. It's a conversation that we definitely need to be continue to have. But unfortunately, that is all we have time for today. I'd love your reaction, your thoughts on that. That was Dr. Leon Geffen, Executive Director at Samson Institute for Aging, talking about the power and the importance of those in our community who are 60 plus.